Hi, I'm Maria Nagaga, and welcome back to Code Conversations. I'm here with
Mikhail Mengistu.
So what do you do over here, Mikhail?
I am a software engineer on the ASP.NET Core team. I specifically work on SignalR.
Okay, so I know right now SignalR is still in development. So today you're going to be sharing some of the cool things that you're doing on the team.
Yeah, so right now, SignalR hasn't entered preview yet, but it's out in the wild. People can actually use the SignalR bits, and we're actively working on it. We've got a lot of people working really hard on it.
So just for a few people who are coming to this video for the first time, they might not know what SignalR is. Could you give us like a brief intro?
Yeah, so in a nutshell, SignalR is a library that allows people to bring real-time functionality into their ASP.NET applications really easily.
So it's like if someone wanted to add like a chat client into your application, SignalR would probably be a really good thing to use.
Yeah, SignalR would really allow you to build a client and server functionality for your chat application really quickly for your ASP.NET core applications.
So if I am a developer out there and I wanted to get started with SignalR today, how would I bring that into my application?
Great question. Let's go ahead and show you how to do that.
Okay.
So first, what you'd have to do is configure a MyGit feed in your NuGet package manager to actually bring in the dev bits for SignalR.
But and that's at the time of this recording. So in the future, they'll be able to do it as a NuGet package, right?
Yeah, once it gets actually released, then it will be packaged through NuGet. But for now, while it's still under development, you have to add this MyGit feed. And you can see it's under ASP.NET Core CI Dev, which means it's in our dev branch that's kind of unstable at the moment.
Okay, absolutely.
It's still able to be worked with right now.
Okay, perfect.
So I've already got this feed configured. And you can find SignalR right here. And I've already have it installed, but if you didn't, you just hit project and install. And then after that, what you'd have to do is for making a web application, you'd want the JavaScript client.
Okay.
So you would download that through NPM. And so first what you'd have to do is add a package JSON to your application.
Okay.
And then from there, this is the command to download the SignalR JavaScript client from NPM. And what you would do is you would just add that command to the project level. And you would just run this. I've already got it running, or I've already ran this command. So I already have that. And in our index.cshtml, I've already copied the SignalR client into the www.root. Lib directory, and so it's already there, ready to go. And here is my reference to it. And now we're able to just go ahead and use it in our application.
Perfect. So we've had a look at how we add it into a existing application or a new application. So in our next video, are you going to show us how we can actually start using it?
Yeah. In our next video, I'm going to show you how to build a really simple chat application using the SignalR bits that we've just pulled in.
OK. I'm really excited about this. So thank you for watching. And come back and watch us build our very first SignalR application. All right. See you next time.